The new energy secretary says renewable energy projects will get a major boost from the economic stimulus package. Secretary Stephen Chu says they'll also get federal loan guarantees as soon as April or May through an easy application process.
We are going to be working very hard in streamlining and simplifying the loan application forms and other paperwork.
The massive economic stimulus package signed into law this week by President Obama provides $6 billion in loan guarantees for clean energy and electricity transmission projects. Chu says up to now, applying for the loans was a process bogged down in paperwork and had upfront costs that were prohibitive to entrepreneurs and small businesses. Chu says the overhaul of the application process should get more renewable energy projects jump-started around the country.
We would like to make 70% of the investments from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan happen by the end of next year.
All told, the Energy Department will manage nearly $40 billion in grants, loan guarantees, and tax breaks under the stimulus plan. President Obama has a goal of doubling the country's renewable energy supply within 3 years. Secretary Chu spoke to reporters today in Washington, D.C. at an event hosted by the energy publication Platts. He took questions on a range of topics, including global warming. Chu said there is concern that as the Earth's temperature continues to warm, it will melt more permafrost in the Arctic and subarctic. Scientists, including those at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, have warned that thaw is releasing the greenhouse gas methane into the atmosphere. Chu said it could create a dangerous spiral effect.
We don't know when that so-called tipping point, as the tundra thaws and carbon is released from the tundra, we don't actually know at what temperature and what, whether it's 450 parts per million, 500 parts per million, when that will occur. I think it would be prudent to stay away from that happening, and so we should work very hard to mitigate against that release. Because once it does start to release, a lot of the carbon emissions would be out of control.
Chu says he's meeting regularly with the president's energy and climate group, chaired by Carol Browner, who's serving as the White House climate czar. Chu says the meeting also brings in Environmental Protection Agency head Lisa Jackson to make sure their agencies are working toward a common purpose.